Chinese in this country attempting to intrude into the adjacent countries. That was even supported yesterday by the visit of the United States Deputy Ambassador, that there is no truth to that. Heard reliably from Border Patrol people that there was a group of guerrillas on the border of this country attempting to do some kind of harassment or harm. It is important to keep the support to this type of Fabian democratic cooperative government. It's important that they know, and that people that we know, let themselves be known, let themselves be heard, that if there is this alleged internal or external subversion done by such agencies as the CIA, if it is true, we do not know, but that is the common apprehension here, and it's in the press so much. Let it be stopped. This government is following a course of non-alignment, democratic, cooperative stance, and support of free enterprise is permitted. Indeed, they're nationalizing. That's the wave of the future. Of course they're doing that. But if there is this continued apprehension, you're only going to force people by necessity with alignment to those who are more radically inspired, and to the left, who would be in contact with those forces of a totalitarian nature. Please let our friends there make it known, and to the large denomination, that there should be comment made that this country, I read and I contact many, and there is absolutely no truth. They are non-aligned. They treat Americans here, United States citizens, beautifully. They believe in a cooperative form of democratic government. They are non-aligned, and no way, in any way, do they have troops, Vietnamese, stupid, ridiculous charges, or Cuban, based here to subvert other nations surrounding them. It's absolutely false. And they're only by this, if there is indeed any attempt of any agency in the United States or otherwise to attempt to subvert them internally or externally, you're only going to succeed in driving the forces, whoever those people that might be attempting to subvert, you're going to drive the government by necessity with deeper alliances with those who are of a more radical nature out of fear for their very survival. Do you read me? Over.
Did you get it?
We were permitted by customs to do so last time. Over. Over. It is very important that we know the radio station person who has the name of the director of that large radio station that wants interview. Over.
This is WB6RU. I copy. We'll go to get information. We'll have it back in 2 minutes. Over.
This is WB6MID-8R3, large agricultural mission connected with the denomination of 2 million members in United States of America nonprofit, working with the government here to feed and clothe and house hundreds of needy people. In contact with our headquarters stations of WB6JHA and WB6IEU. Continue.
As long as she has it, that's...
This is WV6RU, continuing. Joe Interante. I-N-C-E-R-R-A-N-C-E.
We do copy. Good news. Keep the name of the person, and we will make the appropriate communications or any other information questions necessary. Over.
News director of KFRC. What's an interview for this week? until you return to the news interview.
It will be known only after whether I see if I speak to the deputy prime minister or someone in government about further development of the agricultural mission that we can help the worthy purposes of this democratic cooperative government. Most cooperative they were the last time. We just asked them when we brought in samples of various plantings, and they cooperated to the fullest degree. Over. Of the peace of the world, and certainly in the interest of the United States of America and its people. There are reports, rumors going around that there are supposed to be Cubans troops and Vietnamese or other communist troops in this country. That is a ridiculous lie. We have checked this out thoroughly, and that they are here in training, preparing to intrude into the sovereign adjacent countries. Even the deputy ambassador from the United States of America visited our agricultural mission yesterday and spoke highly of our program, and he said these rumors were absolutely unfounded. However, there seems to be a great deal of reliable information that a group of guerrillas were on the border of this country attempting to do some kind of harm or harassment. This government is a cooperative democracy. Even as Mr. Hearst said in one of his columns throughout his entire newspaper chain, the United States of America will have to recognize the need to work with countries that have different philosophies from ours as long as they're peaceful. This is a very easy philosophy to work with. It's a cooperative democracy. Free enterprise is allowed. Certainly nationalization is taking place here, as in all countries. But there is absolutely no radicalization. The opposition here, their papers, their commentators, their propagandists are strongly opposed to the government. And this government is following a Fabian democratic stance. And as I say, let us recognize the value of peace and détente in our world. They have good relations with all powers. They are indeed following a third world course, but they want trade and cooperation with all countries. And it is a common rumor here that there is CIA-inspired activity internally to subvert this government. If this is the case, if there's any truth in this, then it'll only succeed in driving the government by necessity closer to those factions that are more radical and oriented to other superpowers out of the necessity of survival. I have spoken with the assistant deputy prime minister. He's always spoken well of America and how much his son enjoys schooling there, and spoken well of the American people. He's a very good man, a kindly man, and a friend of all people. And it's so important to have our denominational head, and the denominational head of that very large denomination that's a good friend of mine that has 1 million newspaper circulation, to get the news out to our friends in our church and their church who are governmental officials and high officials, that this must be stopped if there is intrusion in the sovereignty and independence of this nation or any other nations. We read in the newspapers and the radio that there were $22 million allegedly spent by the CIA for the hiring of mercenaries. It was in Newsweek and Time, or one or the other, or both, to subvert a popular government in the African scene. Now this, if this had been channeled in self-help programs, self-help service programs in such countries as Guyana and others, it would have gone a long way to win people over to constitutional democracy. Vietnam and Cambodia have taught us a terrible lesson that we cannot and morally should not attempt to police the entire world. Over. Did you copy?
Pictures of two. If they're not, turn it down. I'd like to hear that man's comment again.
Mr. Singh, can follow-up phone call and response meanwhile say affirmative.
Affirmative.
Attorney Stone, attorney is calling right now. The return call to the...
How's the call? Right up there.
City official, over.
Oh,
follow up on that that jamming. Yes, I understood. This is WB6MID-8R3, Large Agricultural Mission, non-profit, with no other means of communication available to us in the heart of the jungle of South America. In communication with our headquarters stations, WB6IEU and WB6JHA.